This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Both of these allegations have become somewhat common.
Okay.
Both of these allegations are bad.
Yeah.
But you never see both of these allegations at the same time.
Oh, like a combo plate.
Yeah, and there's a reason. Mm. They will get you caught very easily just alone, on their own, right?
Okay.
One of them severely hampers the ability to do and get away with the other one. So if the allegations here are true, these might be the stupidest criminals we've ever seen, maybe in Rochester history.
Wow.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. This story comes to us from Henrietta.
Oh, nice area.
Around 1 in the afternoon last Wednesday, authorities were called to a crash on Clay Road, and things were about to get interesting.
What happened?
First off, when they got there, the two folks involved in the accident were running from the scene. They were in the same car.
All right, so now they're on foot.
You got it. Authorities ended up capturing both of them, and police say the driver of the car, the 37-year-old woman, was drunk.
Right.
So it's a drunk driving accident, according to police.
A drunk runner.
Now, by the way, the 38-year-old male was also arrested because police say he was in possession of stolen property.
Oh.
And let's keep in mind,
This
is 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay. But we haven't even gotten to the craziest part.
What happened?
Authorities say the car that this woman and man that was possessing stolen property, that was in an accident that she was driving while drunk at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Wednesday,
was
stolen.
So, stolen car.
Yep.
And then this guy had stolen stuff on him?
That's what they say, yes.
And she was drinking. I'm guessing he was drinking, too.
Yes. I don't know. Yeah. But the driver was arrested after they stole or had crashed a stolen car drunk.
Mm.
The pair were charged with a bunch of stuff, court dates, etc.
Yeah, it's a full day.
So, here's the thing.
Yeah.
It is unclear when the car was stolen, if the allegations are true.
Mm.
Which brings us to the most important part of this story.
What's that?
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. They didn't get drunk and steal a car, did they?
I was thinking, no, they
stole it and then got drunk?
Yeah.
Okay.
To celebrate the stolen car, let's have a few.
Yeah.
Okay.
To celebrate our big score, let's have a couple of pops.
Okay.
That's the way I would do it.
But you still drive in a...
Oh, yeah. No, they could have stolen it drunk, which is kind of impressive.
Okay, but like, this is very important.
Yeah.
This is very important because if this was a case of stealing the car drunk, did you steal the car because you were drunk?
Yeah, was that just a drunk idea you had?
Right. Yeah, like the alcohol dulled how bad that idea this was.
Bad decision.
Or were you planning on stealing the car and you needed the alcohol to go through with it because you were nervous?
Okay, all right.
Both of those things, if the allegations are true, are possible. Did the booze lead to the car theft or vice versa? Because here's the thing, Tom.
Yeah.
Even if they didn't steal the car while drunk, it's still the stupidest crime of all time.
Oh, yeah. These people make a lot of bad decisions all at once and before 5 in the afternoon.
Yeah, before 3.
Yeah.
Kids were still in school.
Mm.
Like, you were driving a stolen car while drunk in the middle of the day in one of the busiest places in the greater Rochester area, according to police.
Mm.
One swerve, when failure to signal would lead you to being pulled over, which means A, the cops find out the car is stolen, and B, you are now in a police chase in a stolen car while drunk. Where is the win?
Yeah, there really isn't one there.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And I get it's easy to say, like, you know, these people are criminals. And
then you took off running.
Well, I get that.
But you're also wasted.
At that point, there's no worse an idea other than, like, taking a hostage. Like, short of taking a hostage, anything you do after the car accident, I'm running for my life, too.
I've only ran drunk one time in my life on a bar bet.
Why?
Wait, like just full-on sprinted somewhere?
We were with a mutual buddy of ours, and he bet me he could outrun me back to the hotel, and we were both pretty drunk, and we were in Montreal, and we started running through the streets of Montreal drunk back to the hotel.
Because why not, right?
And what were you, like 20?
We were under 60.
Were you in your 40s when you did this?
Probably 40. I was divorced. So I was going to say I was probably 47.
So who won?
Well, he cheated.
Well, how did he cheat?
Because he started screaming, hey, that guy just stole my wallet.
Did he really say that?
Yes. So then I had to start walking. I didn't think he was that smart.
And you got outsmarted. So as a man in his late 40s,
yes,
you were drunkenly sprinting through the streets of Montreal
back to the hotel.
Bar bed.
Yeah.
The man screamed, that guy stole my wallet. You then lost because of it. And you have the nerve to call these people idiots?
And it cost me $100.
You?
Well, that was the bet.
You were that confident in yourself?
We know
this
guy. Well,
no, the other guy, yeah. I would
have said the other guy was, like, extremely diabetic.
Fair enough.
Extremely diabetic, which is one of the worst ABC reality shows.
Yeah, it only lasted one season.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what's worse. If that guy would have beaten you in the race or the fact that he outsmarted you. But going back to the story, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, this story happened last week, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. A car accident on Clay Road in Henrietta led to the two of the people that were involved in the accident getting out of the car and sprinting. The 37-year-old woman who was driving one of the cars was grabbed. Police say she was drunk when they found her. The 38-year-old male was arrested because they say he was in possession of stolen property. They were in the same car together. Again, keep in mind this is 1 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But after everything was run and the police did an investigation, they also discovered the car was stolen. So at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in Henrietta, you had two people that police say had stolen merchandise in a stolen car, and the driver was drunk in the middle of the day. What could you have been doing?
Mm.
Where you were drinking and stealing.
Yeah.
At the same time, because I would also think, I mean, we've heard stories about people stealing to feed addiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've heard stories about people that are part of, like, these multi-state thievery rings.
Yeah.
But I would think you would need to be as sharp as possible to get in and out of these places to steal.
Yeah.
And I would also make the assumption, and maybe I'm wrong if the allegations are true here, that they're in Henrietta looking to steal some stuff.
Okay.
It's like the shoplifting capital.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on around there.
Exactly.
But it could have just been, like, a crime of opportunity. Like, yeah, just stumbled across it.
But what were you doing, to Pat's question? Like, were you out drinking somewhere? Because how did you get there in the first place, right? Did you drive there and then you left your car behind?
Maybe it happened another car?
Well, let's say they had stolen the car a couple of days earlier. Yeah. Let's just say they're tooling around in a stolen car. Yeah. What I'm getting at is, I would understand in Henrietta how someone could be arrested for a DWI with all of those bar restaurants on Jefferson Road, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Well, lunch got away from you and you made a terrible, terrible mistake.
A lot of traffic. A lot of potential. Well, I'm saying, like, it's not an easy getaway place.
But maybe the thought is, I can blend in with these other cars.
Okay.
But were you, like, trying to shoplift from stores and took, like, a lunch break?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
A little happy hour.
Like, you know how you'd go, like, Christmas shopping? Because Black Friday's coming up. People are going to go out. And it's like, oh, we got up early. Let's go get some lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to know, what those stolen items were, where they came from.
Because, like, I would think just walking into a store drunk would already make you suspicious.
But some people can hold their liquor. Like, you wouldn't know they're drunk.
You mean like the woman who got into a car accident while drinking, according to police, in a stolen car?
Probably not her.
Okay. And here's the thing, man. With everything we've talked about, there's a lot going on, a lot wrong.
Yeah.
But the worst part of this story, if the allegations are true.
What's that?
These folks are in their late 30s.
Yeah.
Like, if these are two,
and they did this together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, if these two are 17-year-olds, it's still a terrible, scary story. But there is the folly of youth as an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible at that age you don't fully comprehend the danger that you are putting everyone around you in, how this could change your life and the lives of everyone else.
Yeah.
But you don't really have that excuse at 37 and 38. You knew exactly what you were doing if the allegations were
true. Yeah.
You knew how poorly this could go, and you knew how exposed your ass was when you went out and did this stuff.
But you could be just really down and out. Dumb. Nothing going on.
Oh, you think the people that were drunk driving a stolen car with stolen property?
Pretty down and out.
Henrietta at 1 o'clock were down and out. You think maybe that was the case?
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing they're not solid 37-year-olds.
They weren't trying to get to the airport to hop on their private jet to get to their yacht to the Cayman Islands, you don't think, maybe?
I always wonder when it's two people, like, who was one more of an influence on the other?
Oh, it's
or
the
was
dude.
This a some, or was this something you went in on together knowing fully, like, this is where it was going to go?
So you make the argument it's the guy who influenced her.
And when I see couple, I blame the dude first.
Why?
Because that's the way it always goes. It's Bonnie and Clyde, and it stayed that way.
No, but I mean, if
except for Adam and Eve, but other than that.
Other than, like, the bigger one. I don't know, man.
He talked her into driving. He snagged some stuff, and he could have been in worse shape than she was, so he talked her into driving.
Oh. You don't think the shoplifting part, though, may come from her?
What, you assume that women are more likely to shoplift than men?
I knew a lot that did.
But as a couple?
No, not as a couple. I'm saying, like, I wouldn't count a woman out when it comes to, like, being a thief.
Oh, I'm not saying that, but when I see a couple crime, I usually blame the dude.
I don't know, man. Like, we've talked about this on the show before. Phone number's 252-WCMF. If we're going to talk about who's easier to influence, I would argue that a woman has way easier.
Well, because of the poontang.
But that's, yes. Like, I mean.
But I don't know how tangy her poontang is, bro.
God's sakes, man.
What? I'm just saying, I don't know how tangy it is.
Stop that. The astronauts went to the moon on that, and you keep, you're ruining NASA. You've ruined NASA.
Those boys are having a good time up there.
No, I mean, I would make the argument that it is far easier for a woman to manipulate a man than it is a man to manipulate a woman.
Yes, with her sexual prowess.
Or no, just the promise of attention. It's that simple sometimes.
But I usually, when I see a woman in trouble, you know, I say there's a man behind it.
Yes, because you have this idea that you think that's progressive, that women are easily fooled. And
no,
think
they're
that's
not easily fooled. It's just that men control everything, and they have no choice but to participate.
Don't you think, though, if they were both drunk, she could definitely talk him into things easier?
Of course, without question. Says man who spent money he didn't have, went to places he shouldn't go, got run over by cars that should have killed him. You know what I think? I think that she was probably easily manipulated.
I'm just trying to stick up for women.
No, you're not.
I am.
You're not. Oh, it's the patriarchy holding these women down. That's why they're allegedly drunk driving at 1 p.m. in a stolen car with stolen merchandise on it.
I will say, women coming up, you know, you're starting to do more man stuff.
Wow, what's man stuff?
I'm amazed at, you know, with some of the sketchy women in your past, like, you weren't robbed by them.
Oh, I'm sorry. You mean every woman he knew until he met his wife? Kim, you should have met some of these chicks. One had a peg leg.
That's what I mean. Like, how did you?
Oh, Peggy?
How are you not broke?
I am broke.
Maybe that's why.
Something to ponder as we go to commercial here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They're not a necessity.
Oh.
In fact, you can make the argument based on how many stores offer stuff like this, you don't need them at all.
Oh.
And look, local folks making money, having a talent, that's all well and good, right? When I hear crap on them. It's just hard to believe that we need as many of these as we have in the greater Rochester area. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Did you guys make it to the Christmas in the Country Artisan Market this weekend?
Where the hell is that?
It was at the Dome Arena.
Oh.
So they must have moved some of them pickleball nets.
Mm.
All kinds of Christmas-themed tchotchkes from more than 125 different artisans.
All the vendors are there,
huh? Christmas craft show.
Yeah, you got it. Mm. Everything from gourmet foods to wines, crafts can be brought up, nice. Jewelry,
snow globes,
art, all that stuff.
Really to get you in the holiday mood.
Bingo. Mm. And I saw pictures of it. It looked really nice. And it's not like there isn't a market for this stuff. Mm. But can I ask a potentially stupid question?
What's that?
Why do we need so many Christmas markets in the greater Rochester area?
Because women demand it.
Is that true? 252-WCMF, 252-9263?
Who else is going to this?
Well, I do know people that the second Halloween ends, it is now Christmas season.
That's fair.
Like, we have neighbors with lights up already. So I feel like people that live in the early Christmas households, like, they are all into this, like, right now. Like, this is, like, prime time.
Like, Wegmans, you can't walk into the store anymore.
But that's different. Like, Wegmans is a standing business. Yeah. These are organized craft shows with local artisans that are selling things
that
they make.
But I think they're getting all those early Christmas people in that are just ready for the holidays
left.
To begin.
Okay, yeah. And I get that for this weekend. What I'm trying to wrap my head around is every weekend until Christmas, there are going to be five different places.
Plenty of opportunities.
Yep, just like this, a little smaller.
Yeah.
Offering the same exact thing. Churches, community centers, farms that also sell Christmas trees will set these things up. And let's not discount places like the Rock Holiday Village and other towns and villages that have, like, day of celebrations that will have crafts and vendors there. It is just wall-to-wall local artisan Christmas markets. And what I'm trying to figure out, who are they for?
Women.
Sorry, I understand that women.
55-plus women.
So is this something that older women do to pass the time?
Bro, go down there. It's Granny Fest.
I don't want to go down there.
It's Granny and Great Granny Fest.
Okay.
It's, McKinsey Child.
So for those who don't know, if you want to explain McKinsey,
it's high-end kitchenware that women go crazy for.
It's got those checkerboard patterns.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same broad. It's the same broad that goes to all this stuff.
So if you were to draw me, give me a profile, if you were an investigator, what does the person look like walking into one of these?
She is a 55-plus woman.
Okay.
She is dowdy.
Okay.
But got a little bit of bank.
Okay.
And loves to talk. You got a bunch of talkers.
Well, and also probably part of it is they're getting a deal.
Oh, yeah.
Are you, though? Because I've been to some of these by accident, and
They're not cheap.
No.
But I wonder is this something I guess you could haggle maybe a little bit?
You're going to haggle with an artist over the thing they made with their bare hands?
I bet you people do.
They do.
Oh, that's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know how women are they love to get a deal.
Okay. Yeah. Not like guys who will tell you, it's my new car. Haggle him down.
But guys only haggle big things.
Nah.
Women will tell you what they beat.
That is not true.
On chintz. Why?
Oh, I think guys haggle all the time with
stupid stuff. Well, your dad's a haggler.
Yeah.
Raise him a haggler.
I thought most dads are hagglers.
Like, well, they think they are.
Any dad at a garage sale is going to haggle that $10 item.
But dads always get played and they don't know it.
That's fair. That's a fair statement.
Yeah, I called up the cable and they gave me the HBO for half the price. Oh, the one that they advertise on TV.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to John. Hey, Johnny, how are you, buddy?
Good, brother. How are you?
Good, man. What do you got?
The way I keep my wife and my kids at bay for putting up Christmas stuff too early, so I just tell them anytime they do anything Christmassy before Thanksgiving, they're killing a baby reindeer.
For God's sakes, John.
And his kids are 40.
Well, funny thing is, right down the street, there was a guy that used to live there. He would process deer. And at one point, my daughter was wearing Christmas pants. And as we went by, he had a bunch of deer out in his front, just sitting in the lawn. And I said, I pointed them out. I was like, see, Bella, you just killed all those baby reindeer because you're Christmas pants.
Okay. God. All right. John, you realize the money in therapy she's going to have to spend when she's older.
Just wearing Christmas pants.
I would not be looking forward to the Christmas holidays in your house.
Right, well, okay, so let's not do what John did, everybody. John, thanks for the call, man. Have a good rest of the day. Guys. All right, yeah.
Scary John.
Dead deer over there.
Not
your fault.
See them carcass?
By the way, not even, huh?
Yeah.
Why can't you let your kid have the Christmas pants?
Not even what we were talking about. So going back to the Christmas markets, do the folks that sell at these markets actually make money? Because you
got to.
I think part of it.
Well, they're
especially
hobbies.
Especially on like the craft side of things, I'm guessing it's more of a hobby.
It's got to be. Especially
but I mean, there
local.
Are some small businesses that go and like to your point, like what's the word I'm looking for? Like the craft foods and stuff.
Okay.
I'm guessing those are coming from smaller businesses.
But I think about this. I mean, you're putting a lot of time and effort. So you'd be charging for your time, which is a premium.
Yeah.
You also, most of the time, almost all the time, have to pay to open up like a stall at one of these things.
And then you had to sit there.
Yeah.
And that's a whole day you could be doing something else. So there must be money in it for these people. But I guess the weirdest part of this whole Christmas market village thing, again, talking about this event that happened at the Dome Arena over the weekend, they had 125 vendors, and every weekend up until Christmas, there will be five of these around town separately selling you these things. Every department store, grocery store, drugstore has a massive mass-produced section.
Oh, yeah.
Like exactly we're describing. Mm-hmm. And it's not made as well, and it's not as unique, but it is so much less expensive. And you'd think, knowing how most people are, being that we are the most concerned with the almighty dollar, that's where they'd prefer to buy this stuff.
But they like to hunt and cruise around and pick up and look. And
but don't you kind of get that at Marshall's or TJ Maxx or Home Goods or Home Sense or Home Base?
Marshall's kind of picked up on that.
Okay.
That women like to root around and stuff.
What?
They do.
You're an idiot.
Like the trinket section?
Yeah, but they like to look around.
Guys don't like to root around. There are businesses that exist solely for you to go pull parts out of cars.
Yeah, but you're in and out.
No, you're not.
Are you?
No, you're not. Oh, carburetor on a 60. I need an eyelet for a burn-a-carb-a-derb-a-derb. Sherb-a-derb-a-derb-a-derb. And he's got it. It's right over there in the arb-a-derb-a-derb-a-derb section.
I mean, my wife could spend hours doing this. Hours.
Okay, but if we went up to what's that store that sells tiny people clothes in Toronto that you love so much?
Yeah,
oh,
I mean you'd do this too. You just do it online.
And
think about how many right now on your body, how many different countries' clothing items do you have on?
He's the UN of fabric.
A few.
Okay. But that's what I mean.
I mean that takes some time to do. Look around and decide what you want.
Curating your collection.
But my wife, I think because, my wife can go shopping without a goal.
Okay.
Just to shop.
Okay.
I have to go because I want something.
Gotcha.
I won't just meander into a store just because it looks cute.
Okay. Fair statement. I get you there.
I mean, there's a reason why when you go to those, if you're in another city and you run across one of them stores that just sells soap, they just sell soap.
Yeah.
I never see a dude in there. It's a bunch of 50-plussers.
Well, that's kind of tough because, we have our soaps.
Right.
Right.
But they got soap, too, but they got to look at these soaps.
I don't know. If we're talking about, high-end towns, all right, let's use Niagara-on-the-Lake, for example.
That's, one of the biggest soap towns in the globe.
If you've never been to Niagara-on-the-Lake, I want you to think of Pittsford, but on steroids, which are also using HGH.
Yes.
Okay? It's the most expensive, stupid, pointless strip of stores you've ever seen in your life. In Niagara-on-the-Lake, they have a hat store.
Yep.
Nobody is buying the expensive ass hats because there are hats that cost thousands of dollars.
Yeah, man, we're talking old school fedoras.
Yeah.
Pork pies.
Yep. But they have dudes every time I walk in there, and I want to walk in there too because the hats are so weird looking that are in there trying on hats you're never going to buy.
Yeah.
So I think it has to do more with the item.
Yeah, but that hat is pretty rare.
It's different. It's different though.
But every town's got a soap store, every high end town's got a soap store.
Yeah, I can't argue there. Does Pittsburgh have a soap store?
Oh, of course. We got the Soap Depot.
Yeah.
And then Suds.
Oh, you're talking about in the Soap District.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Going back to the artisan markets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean then there is a dedicated population of people in the greater Rochester area that have no problem spending more than they have to get their hands on artisan Christmas stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Because, is it about bringing it home and, telling the story? Oh, I bought this from a nice woman from Schenectady.
Yeah, there's a little backstory to it. And by the way, there's
got a blind husband, sees the future, they say.
But there's a few like freestanding buildings that also sell this stuff all year round, and they advertise on TV. They're just craft stores.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you're talking Michaels and Hobby Lobby?
No. I'm talking about local.
Like markets?
Like in a market. House, like on a street.
Okay.
There used to be one right down in that Artisan District down there off of University.
Next to the Soap District.
Yeah. And then there's one out in Webster.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like purple something. Advertise on I think it's called like Purple Moon Store.
Is it? Okay.
And they advertise on TV, and I go, how many angels you got to move to afford TV time?
I always assume that when you see, like, older women with these shops.
It's a hobby.
Yeah, like a passion project.
But I think these are like, they must make bank.
Okay. I mean, the one good thing about this is we have this conversation about the Christmas markets and how they're all over the place. It's not a couple's thing. Like, you're expected in the fall to go with your wife or girlfriend or kids to a farm and do pumpkins and apples. Like, that's a family thing. Mm. You're expected to maybe go on a hike in the summer, whatever they want to do, sucks. But it's totally socially acceptable to stay home from the Christmas craft market.
Yeah, I don't think my wife wants me there.
Exactly.
Because she's going to say, you're rushing me.
Yes.
You're rushing me.
Yes.
You look bored. You don't look happy. Really? I was really trying.
Well, and it's usually crowded, and I know, like, my husband hates a crowd. So I'm like, if I'm going to have to like bob and weave through people, I'm not bringing him.
Well, he's not a bobber nor a weaver. No, he's got big ass shoulders. Look at these shoulders up here.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
That boy's thick.
Mm.
Do you also think, because like just thinking of like your wife and like my mom and like her friends, like they would also buy some of that stuff thinking, oh, like my kids are going to want this one day, because most of that stuff gets handed down.
Yep.
If your kids don't have a box of that junk already.
One of my daughters will cherish that stuff for the rest of their life. My youngest one.
You think that?
Look, I'm telling you, she's already a 60-year-old woman.
Yeah, like it's fun for like the first box of stuff you get, but then like when you're getting generations of Christmas decorations that are falling apart before your eyes.
But my wife also buys for other people.
Mm. Yeah,
and then the family. So my wife will buy. Like, she knows we got to go to certain people's houses for the holidays.
Sure.
She will, I go, what's this for? It's a hostess gift. Mm-hmm. So she will bring a gift to the host of the party that we're going to.
Bottle of wine is good enough?
No, because that's not unique enough. Everybody brings wine, and not everybody drinks that kind of wine.
You need the unique, like, Christmas sleeve on the wine.
So she buys gifts to give other people for the holidays.
No, it's got a kangaroo on it, $6. Here's your wine.
That's good wine. It came all the way from kangaroo country.
Duvai DWCMF, it sounds like we have someone now on the inside that might be able to help us out. We're talking about all these Christmas craft sales and markets that'll be inundating us over the next couple of weeks. Let's talk to Frankie. Frankie, how are you, buddy?
Doing good, guys. How y'all doing today?
All right, good. What do you know that we don't, Frank?
Well, let's see. The little lady does it as a home business, as we have set up.
Okay.
And she literally spent, with the booth, probably $300 or $350, okay?
Okay.
She sold and came back home with about $4,000.
Oh!
Wait, wow. In the pocket, under the tee.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't say under the tee. The IRS might be listening.
And you still have the
name for
it. So she makes that kind of money. And you have the nerve to call her the little woman.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, she's smaller than me.
All right, fair enough. All right. Frank, let me ask you, what does she make that's so exciting for these people who are spending $4,000 on it?
Bro, it wasn't like that exciting at all. It was just some picture frames with like some birds or like a sled and a Christmas tree or something like that, and she just put inside lights on them.
Oh. That's it?
She found a unique idea. Sometimes it's the simple things.
Yeah. Lady craft.
Yeah.
It was literally simple, and everybody was flocking to us like we had pigeon seed, and they were all pigeons. I wanted to start throwing the freaking things at people.
All right, Frank, doing a terrible job of literally killing the goose that's laying the golden egg right now.
You
got
a really good rep for this business.
I mean, we're all right.
All right, Frank, I mean, the one thing that sucks, though, it sounds like you got roped into helping.
Yeah, I did. I mean, she's down and out. She just had a surgery 2 weeks ago, so I had to go to the event and help. So, you know, I put on that fake smile I didn't have on the Tommy face, and, you know, started sewing.
Probably doesn't hurt so bad, though, when you come home with
$4,000.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't at all. No, you're like, all right, awesome. For 2 days worth of work?
All right, well, Frank, where is she going to be coming up in case people want to see you throwing pigeon seed at them?
I forget where her next event is. I'm sorry about that, but I mean...
No, you're a great PR. You're a great PR.
Way to sell, baby. I don't know.
I don't keep track of the calendar, man. I'm just the driver, and I help set up.
All right, well, Frankie, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Always be closing.
I don't know.
Poor Frank.
Where you got? Hey, what do you got? I don't know.
I guess it doesn't matter if she sells that well. She doesn't need our help.
Yeah, no kidding. Mm. I mean, this is not shocking news if you have kids, right? It's that time of year.
Yeah.
What is a little bit alarming is what is going around. Because the story on News 8 says doctors in the greater Rochester area, they're giving us a heads up.
What's that?
They're seeing a lot of cases of walking pneumonia right now.
Why do they call it walking pneumonia?
Because it doesn't stay put.
Ah.
I'm just kidding. I made that up. I don't know.
So it doesn't knock you on your ass. Because like,
some
people get pneumonia. You go to, when I was a kid, I had to go to the hospital.
Oh.
I got to get my lungs
pumped. Oh, you little baby Tommy.
I had baby lungs. I had to be bumped, Pat.
Oh, little baby lung, Tommy. You know, my pneumonia could have knocked him down. I got the baby lung. I got the baby pneumonia.
Yeah, I think it was like 9 or 10.
No kidding.
Yeah. Hmm.
So, I mean.
I'm guessing. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me.
If you have kids in school right now, this is, we're not sharing with you anything you don't know. Like, I was on antibiotics last week. I know one of my kids brought
it. Kids
home.
Are like hacking up phlegm then.
So all my sister's kids, two of them tested positive for pneumonia.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it was walking pneumonia.
That can be dangerous.
It's especially for someone your age.
Oh, it could kill me.
Yeah. We can only hope. Right? But it's that time of year for moms and dads.
Everything's going around.
And it's so cyclical, man. Like, the kids are always sick all the time.
Mm.
Kids go to school. They pick up something. They bring it home to you.
Yep.
The kid gets better, like, almost immediately.
Yep.
You feel like you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Just when you finally feel normal again,
mm-hmm.
Your kid brings something else home because they've been healthy for a week.
So it's all winter long.
You got it. Stop, rinse, repeat until March.
And now we're all getting together for the holidays.
Yep, you got that,
let's
too.
Spread it all around.
And short of homeschooling your kids, there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. And it
of course it does.
Like, of all the things we talk about when it comes to having kids and why you should and shouldn't do it,
yeah,
this never gets brought up, and it's mind-boggling because it will derail your life for 4 months.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
4 months.
And you're miserable.
Right? Yeah.
You're just constantly miserable.
Yes.
On top of all the other miserable stuff you got to do.
And it's funny, too, right? Like, you never know in the wintertime if you're tired from not getting enough sleep, if it's the sun not showing up that is wearing you down, or if you're actually sick. So really, half of the things that your kids bring home to you, it's a roll of the dice of, is it a legitimate illness, or is this just my mind playing tricks on me because it's dark and depressing?
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to do this anymore.
No, but it just, you can't get away from it. It's a family business, it's Kohl's.
Yeah.
I also find it, I don't know if anybody else has dealt with this, because it stayed warmer later, I kept getting like weird allergy spurts where I'm like, am I sick? Or is it just like my sinuses draining again because my, you know, I can't tell if it's fall, if it's winter, if it's, you know, a 70-degree day in October. It all throws off my sinuses. So that's also, you know, throwing me off in terms of am I sick or am I not sick?
And here you bring up what might be the weirdest part about this whole story because believe it or not, I am not a doctor.
Mm.
So take all of this with a grain of salt. But I would have thought the warmer weather longer would have prevented...
pushed this off.
Yeah, right? Because, yeah. I mean, my kids are playing outside.
Yeah, once
still.
You go inside is when it all starts cranking up.
Exactly. And I get that the kids are going to school and they're together, right? But, like, the weather's been really nice.
Yeah.
We haven't had a below-freezing day in Rochester yet, and we're on November 18th.
But they're all back in school.
Yes.
So now they're all hanging together.
Yes. 252 WCMF. Story on News 8 last night says doctors in the greater Rochester greater Rochester area are seeing a lot of cases of walking pneumonia at the moment. And by the way, that is something you can't get tested for. So,
Right. Yeah,
if you're of extra risk or you want to get an antibiotic to get it taken care of, you can go into the doc and check it out.
So I got to go like urgent care?
I'm sure that would be an option. If you have a primary care doctor, you can do it that way too. The other thing is like the weird illnesses that show up in kids that you thought, you know, 100 years ago we eliminated.
Yeah.
Foot and mouth disease.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought that was, sounds so gross.
I know. I knew people dealing with that in their kids last year. Is that back again?
Because it's like the measles.
Now, I don't know if it's here now.
Yeah.
But over the last couple of years.
Don't you get like a rash and everything?
Thank God my kids haven't had it, so I don't know what it looks like.
It looks like bumpy red dots.
Oh.
But like one of the girls on my daughter's hockey team had it a couple of years ago, and her dad goes, she's got foot and mouth disease. And I laughed.
But that sounds like something people got like in the 1800s.
They did, yes.
Like we should not, that shouldn't be around.
It sounds really scary.
So I don't know how dangerous it is.
I don't either.
Because like it didn't sound like she was in really bad shape.
I think
shape.
It's more like a discomfort, like a, they're just.
It's like a virus.
It's a contagious thing. But I don't know how, dangerous it is.
Well, I felt bad because I thought he was making a joke about, like, how sick his daughter was. Hey, she's got foot and mouth disease. He's like, ha-ha. He's like, no, it's actually very bad. Oh, sorry, sorry. I didn't know that was still a thing. Did you say it's like measles?
Yeah.
Is that true?
So I was just watching this thing on Netflix. It was called The Receivers.
Okay.
And the kid is a receiver for Detroit.
Amon-Ra St. Brown?
St. Brown?
Yeah.
He got it. He
foot
got
and
the,
mouth.
Yeah. And they showed it on his body, and it was gross.
Ew.
Like he was running on blisters.
Oh!
Yeah, that's what he said every step.
Yeah, so you get a fever, sore throat, painful mouth sores that may blister, and a rash on your hands and feet.
Yeah.
By the way,
it's not fun.
Running on blisters, one of the worst Jackson Brown songs of all time. Running on blisters. Ow! 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 Ow!
Oh, yeah, it's super. Like you could just touch a surface that somebody.
Yeah,
that
and he
had,
played with
yeah.
it.
So here's the thing, too, about this walking pneumonia that's going around the greater Rochester area.
Yeah.
It travels in, like, cough droplets. So if you hear someone hacking around you.
So you got it.
Well, no, it's not. Don't be that guy. It's always dangerous when you go, I saw a documentary and then follow something
up. But these documentaries do a really good job of scaring you.
I also know how good your listening comprehension is based on how many times I've looked you in the face, told you something.
Well, it turns out we're all going to die.
No,
these documentaries do a really good job of scaring you.
I'm not saying you should be scared.
No, no, I'm saying that's what Tommy did.
Yes, I know. No.
All right, so the droplets come out of your face.
No, I'm saying, like, I didn't know pneumonia was contagious. I thought that was something, like, brewed inside you. But apparently in these cough droplets, like you can pick up pneumonia. And
it gets into your lungs.
And that, yeah, well, that's where
And then you get the lung taff.
If you get pneumonia of the ass cheeks, you're going to be fine.
And you're breathing out your ass?
It sounds like you are every day from 6 to 10. All day, every day. Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.